You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Laverne and Kimberly McLean and their four children brush fire ants from their feet and sweat in the steamy Florida morning, even though it's not yet 10 a.m. But they don't mind a bit.
Dig a hole. There we go. Blow it. That's great.
That's because this empty lot on Driftwood Avenue in Stewart will soon be the site of their new home. And it'll mark a milestone of 100 such dwellings.
The Habitat for Humanity of Martin County has been serving our residents for the past 26 years.
Margot Graff is executive director of Habitat.
Our partner families truly have a partnership with us. They have to qualify to be a Habitat owner, and by doing so, they are currently living in substandard housing. They fall within a HUD guideline of low income according to their family size, and then they also agree to partner with us and actually build their own home side by side with the volunteers.
And that's something to which future homeowner Laverne McLean says he's looking forward.
Sweat equity hours, yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, I'm very. And it gives me the opportunity to actually find out things that I don't know how to do, how to actually do it. So it'll give me the experience as well, so I can be able to take care of the house and manage it and maintain it.
He's going to have plenty of help. Among those on hand for the groundbreaking is family friend Lisa Danes, who with a huge smile on her face says count her in.
So I'm going to help in the build. I sure am. Well, I helped with Shamika Dixon at the Habitat in Hope Sound. I helped. That was the first house I helped with. So it's just funny because I'm not good in all of this, but, you know, it's all fun. I tried to do the easiest possible because I'm not good with a hammer and nail.
Gary Godin also has braved the heat to celebrate the 100 home milestone. He says he'll help out with his house, too.
Well, I do non-construction type of things. But yes, in any way I can help, I plan on helping.
He says he likes being involved with Habitat.
I just believe very strongly in people need a good quality place to live that's safe, and once people have a stake in the community, the whole community is better.
As for Kimberly McLean, she's hoping to move her family of six into the Habitat house by Christmas. Whenever she does move in, she says there's something she would like to be able to do that she hasn't been able to as a renter.
Yes, I would like to have, and this is my dream, I would like to have, you know how they have the high curtains from the ceiling all the way to the floor. I would love to get those customized. That's what I would like to do.
The McLean home will be one of seven Habitat homes built on lots donated on this particular block. And the family already lives in the area, so they feel like it's home. While his younger sister dreams of bunk beds and a playset, son Jeremiah is as excited as his parents for the move.
Something new, special is the house to me. That's so special.
The McLeans also have twin daughters who smile along with the rest of the family while looking at what is now an empty lot, but not seeing that, seeing instead the lot as it will be when their home stands there. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.